following is an exclusive presentation of News Radio KMAN, your home for K-State Athletics. It's game time. This is The Game on News Radio KMAN.
I was hoping today would just be a nice little coast into the 4th of July weekend, especially tomorrow since we don't have a show.
Fire up the grill. Just chill out.
No news going on.
Just get ready for a nice weekend, a nice warm weekend. Boomtown is going to be a lot of fun on Monday, but just the build up to that in general, a nice long weekend. Everything just happened to happen. Just had to happen today.
It blew up.
Everything. Blew up today. I mean, and it's not just one story I'm talking about. I mean, you have some K-State fans just freaking out over a K-State post with a power cat in front of a pride flag. You have Jacob Pullen trying to get Michael Beasley on the basketball tournament team.
Yes.
Which I'm, of course, all in on that. Kevin Durant, he wants a trade out of Brooklyn. You have the WWE signing Logan Paul earlier today.
Really?
That happened.
Well, they needed another bag because Vince can't do all of it.
That's funny.
Thank you.
The shift key on my keyboard doesn't work.
Oh, no.
The Supreme Court is completely out of control. Ric Flair is going to have a roast. The men's basketball schedule, there was a teaser video that was put out earlier today that I was wanting to talk about. And not to mention that, but also we might actually get to this, but a top 10 kid in Kansas has committed to a school.
Ooh.
And it's not K-State. Mm-hmm. That is unfortunate. But no, the big news today just happens to be more college football realignment. If you thought last summer was it. Guys, that's just an appetizer.
Yeah, this is big.
That's the blooming onion for what's about to probably be a five-course meal.
Yeah, this is going to spark some stuff.
Yeah, to me, this is just a start. Well, Texas and Oklahoma last summer was just a start, but what we've learned today, and it's just completely blown up, it's gigantic news. USC and UCLA, they plan to leave the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. Hmm. Now, there's a big reason why that news is coming out today. It's really kind of last-minute movement, and that is because if they were to make this known to the Pac-12 after today, they could potentially face some financial penalties or have to pay a lot more money.
It's the same reason as Texas and Oklahoma being locked into the Big 12 until 2025.
And the Pac-12 is... their media rights deal currently is set to expire 2 years from today.
Correct. Yep. This was the mark line.
And so that's why this thing is all blowing up and it's all happening so fast as USC and UCLA plan to be out of the Pac-12 by this time in 2 years and plan to join the Big Ten by 2024.
Damn. This is crazy.
Yes. The Big Ten is going coast to coast.
Yes.
From Piscataway, New Jersey, to now Los Angeles, California. They're now claiming all three major sports markets of New York City, which, come on, Rutgers is not a great representative of that. That's clearly a big pro sports market. I'd make the argument for Chicago, but Chicago is a better – you at least have a decent argument for college sports with the – you brought before the show, DG Notre Dame, mm-hmm. Is a piece of that market – along with some other stuff as well. But L.A., USC, and UCLA, of course, another major pro sports market, but it's also not too shabby for sports when it comes to college as well. Yes, this is very significant news. I'm not a fan of college realignment, even though when the dust settles, everything will probably be fine. But where we're heading right now is definitely two super conferences. SEC and the Big Ten. And it's already being thrown out there.
NFC and the AFC. Mm. That's where we're headed.
The Big Ten adding USC and UCLA, they're not done there.
No.
As a matter of fact, I mean, with the super conferences, they could go as far as 20. And right now, the conferences where they're at is they're going to be at 16 once 2024 USC and UCLA arrive in the Big Ten, and Texas and Oklahoma arrive in the big in the SEC in 2025. And so what that means is where they're probably not done is the Big Ten. They're probably going to try and add out of the Pac-12, Oregon and Washington. And where does that leave the Big 12? I mean, the Big 12 is going to be probably looking to add some Pac-12 schools. The Big 10, or the Big 12, rather, I mean, go back to last summer. I mean, it's fair. It was totally fair to be worried about the state of, like, where K-State's going to be and everybody left behind. You know, does the Big 12 certainly drop in status? Well, when it comes to the next media rights agreement, possibly. But when it comes to being a Power 5 conference, I wouldn't think so. And I still truly feel that way. But it just so happens the Big 10 and SEC is going to be much more powerful. But the Big 12 will still probably be considered a Power 5 program. I just don't like how much things are shaking up.
Be a Power 4 at this point, by the way. Because, honestly, the Pac-12 is not going to survive this.
Yeah, the Pac-12 is on fire right now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is where we were a year ago with the Big 12.
Absolutely.
Literally. And I couldn't understand at the time why in the heck it's the Big 12 that's in that position, because the Pac-12 had been mismanaged for so long by Larry Scott as commissioner. This is that stretch of time with Larry Scott as commissioner finally catching up to the Pac-12.
Well, and just recently, the Pac-12, they hired a new commissioner.
1 year ago.
1 year ago, and George Klykov, who was the outsider, and which is a role that the Big 12 has decided to go with their new commissioner. That was somebody, I mean, Klykov is from MGM, and now the Big 12 has hired Yormark, mm-hmm. who was from Jay-Z's company, mm-hmm. who has been in sports before, but nothing like what he's about to take on with the Big 12 commissioner role. And now, I mean, you're going to work right away talking to those in the Pac-12 and see who they can get to jump over. And basically, like Troy was mentioning, the Pac-12 being on fire, it's probably not going to last much longer.
You think about the missteps that the Pac-12 has made over the last 12 years. When you go from the initial moves of Nebraska, Missouri, A&M, and Colorado leaving, and what was discussed at the time in terms of the Pac-16 trying to form at that point. But not very long after that, you had them put together the Pac-12 network, which has been an unmitigated disaster. They can't get carriage on cable systems for the most part because nobody wants it.
I don't have it on YouTube TV.
They clustered it where they did it as, you know, five separate entities in terms of your region, and it never panned out for them. People don't get to watch games, and it frustrates them. That's just one major misstep. Offices in some of the most Tony area of San Francisco that were costing them millions. Larry Scott right now is in some penthouse apartment, either in Vegas or San Francisco, paying his buyout, or, you know, utilizing that to pay his rent, and he's laughing. But he put the Pac-12 on the cusp of all of this by just completely mismanaging that conference for so long and being arrogant in doing it.
Yeah, they never thought they would be in the shoes of the Big 12.
Right.
That aren't going to happen to us.
No, we're on a par with the Big 10.
Absolutely. And then now we look at it, it's like...
in an alliance as well with the Big Ten and
yes.
ACC.
Yes. That, I mean, that's...
Well, and that's Kolayakov's doing.
Ugh.
That was Kolayakov entering into that alliance.
That sure looks bad now.
Oh, it looks awful now, especially when it's one of your partners in the alliance who just took your LA teams.
Ugh.
Well, we all know that was going to
catch
fire as well. I mean, when John and I talked about it last summer when that all broke, I was like, this is like the game of Survivor.
Sure.
Which we bring it up on the show a lot.
Sure.
When you enter an alliance, at some point, that is going to break apart.
Yeah.
When you see a better opportunity on the horizon, you're going to take that opportunity and say, bye-bye, I'm stronger than you.
But this is why I didn't understand why last year it was the Big 12 that was in such dire straits with all of this when honestly, the conference that should have been losing members before that should have been the Pac-12, because they was being managed so poorly and they were falling so far behind financially because of Larry Scott's mismanagement. Now it's finally met them. And welcome to the mayhem because of Larry Scott.
Yeah, welcome to the mayhem. Stanford, Cal, Oregon State, and Washington State.
You're screwed.
Now you're in the position that Kansas State, KU, Iowa State, Texas Tech, Baylor, Oklahoma State have been in for years now. Now you have to prove why someone should take you on. And it's just like,
here's a great example of that, though. Okay? Because I don't know how many people really have an understanding about Wazoo and where they set in Moscow. In Pullman. but it's 9 miles to Moscow. A lot of times, Idaho has trouble getting people for their games in terms of giving them, in terms of having hotel space. If it's a weekend where both Wazoo and Idaho are scheduled on the same weekend, it's Wazoo fans that are eating up the hotel space in Moscow, Idaho, because there's nothing in Pullman. When Northern Colorado went up and played my last year there, we played at Wazoo, and we had to stay actually 45 minutes away.
This is a Pac-12 town.
Exactly. And the airport is smaller than Manhattan Regional. Oof. And, yeah,
Is that a guy sitting on a chair like in Mr. Deeds with a flag going, "Hey, come on down!" Wow.
It is a tiny airport.
I love that.
It is a tiny airport, and you know, honestly, if you're flying in for something like women's basketball, for any of the basically the non-revenue sports, if you're flying in there, you're better off flying to Spokane and busing down, which is 2 hours.
Oof. I mean, West Virginia.
I mean, it's pretty. There's
a great example of that, West Virginia.
Yeah, great example. Yeah, absolutely. It's Morgantown.
You got to go into Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you charter a small enough plane, like if you are a women's basketball team, like K-State does, and just fly right into Morgantown.
Or you could bus from Detroit, like we had to the 1 year.
Yikes.
Talk about eating up an afternoon.
It's just funny to me that, like, regionality, if that's even a word, doesn't matter anymore for the big guys.
No.
But for a team like West Virginia, don't you think that they would want to, like, scale it back and join, like, the ACC? Wouldn't that make more sense for them financially than to be with the Big 12 and have to go all over the place? Especially if the Big 12 does add Utah, Colorado, Arizona State. I mean, that's a long trip from West Virginia, man.
Well, the thing about the ACC, though, I mean, I believe their media rights agreement, I mean, that doesn't expire. I don't have the exact date in front of me. I can look it up during the break. But it's like, boy, it's not for another at least 10 years before their deal breaks. It's more than that. I know it's
the ACC?
Yeah.
36.
So there you go. You're still another 14 years away. So it's very unlikely that you see anybody from the ACC jump to a different conference right now.
The only one that would potentially make a move, and it's only because football continues to be an independent while everything else is in the ACC, is Notre Dame. They would still, however, and I saw this noted by Heather Dinich of ESPN a little while ago, they would still have to pay the same outs that everybody else in the conference would pay if they were leaving. So, you know, there's a price if Notre Dame wants to make a move.
Hey, NBC, go ahead and get that check, and we will catch you on the flip side.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
But then at that point, then you're looking at potentially an odd number of teams in the Big Ten, and what do you do there? Who drops? Who says bye-bye? Well, or who's added to even that out?
This is certainly a topic that we're going to continue on to talk about. Because
the permutations are unreal.
Coming up in the second hour, 5:10, and we'll go even further than that in the second hour to discuss, you know, how does the Big 12 now fall in the pecking order? Who are they going to go after? Should we be worried as a conference with the latest development? And we have our answer as to why it's been taking so long for the Big 10 to reach its next agreement for its media rights. They've been negotiating for a while. We were expecting an announcement before now of that agreement, but now we know why it's been postponed. They're adding schools. USC and UCLA are the latest, but who is coming up next? Good chance Oregon and Washington are on their way to the Big Ten as well. But it is Thursday, and we do have a tradition around here. And coming up next, we're going to play a little Do They Know It, hosted by Big Steve. Yes. Next. I have never looked forward to, like, Do They Know It, number one song of the day, so much. I'm just ready to get, like, the realignment talk kind of wrapped up for the week.
Sure.
Because it stressed me out today.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It tacked on to, like, my shift key buttons not working on my my keyboard, like, things like that. It's just things have been piling up.
So what you're saying is you need a pick-me-up today.
Well, yes. I need something to kind of take my mind off all the drama.
And we need what's his name to get off his lazy and fix a shift key, aka Paul Parker. Come on, man. What are you gonna do, watch golf every day? Get up and fix the guy's shift key, dude. Oklahoma, you crying about, you still crying because they lost to Ole Miss?
Wow, is that a call?
How about Lincoln Riley going to the Big Ten in a few years?
That's right. Oh.
Sounds like the Superior Conference over the SEC now.
Yeah.
All right, Big Steve, let's fire it up.
They know sports, they know jokes, and even best dating advice. But we're going to test their knowledge of music, movies, and TV shows right now on Do They Know It?
Game number 23 this afternoon. Sage, unfortunately, out this week. So Travion is in her place this afternoon. Today's teams are as follows. We have Troy and Travion, David G and Mitch. Here's how the game works, and then we will get into what your team names are. You have three categories, two options a category, movies, TV shows, and music. You ask for the option. I play it for you. You have to guess. For movies, I'm looking for the name of the film, the name of the actor or actress. After you pick the selection and I play it, I will give you the decade it's from. For TV, looking for the name of the show, the name of the character. Music is the name of the song and the name of the artist. Unlimited steals, as always, and just a reminder, if you know part of the answer but you're not sure on the other part, answer with the part you know for sure first, because once you say an incorrect answer, your turn is over. With all that out of the way, let's talk team names. So, Troy and Travion, what's your guys' team name today?
You're going to love this. Fro and No.
Fro and No. I love it. That's good. All right, Mitch and David G. Can you top that?
Wait, stop.
Of course, it's a hair
that
reference.
That is a fan. Wow.
Troy with no hair, Travion with the fro.
That's going to go in the Hall of Fame of names from this show.
For real.
Secondly, can I talk to you guys real quick? Me and my wife bought a minivan last week.
Nice. Okay.
My wife and I, did you not go to school?
My wife and I bought a minivan. Me and the wife.
You know what, David G, I'm in your corner. I say me and my wife all the time.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so
what is this, Oxford around here?
A mullet now.
Yeah, minivan and a mullet. Take me back.
Welcome to being a dad.
I'd use a tape measure like everywhere I go now.
Now you just need those super white Nikes.
I got those. I got my Monarchs.
Some cargo shorts.
No, New Balance.
I'm sorry, it's New Balance. Yeah, and the cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts and New Balances, and I'll just take my tape measure and measure every single thing I come across.
You know, you got to set the wheel to your lawnmower this high to get the perfect
okay,
cut.
Dad, God.
All right, anyway, what's your guys' team name?
Blood and Guts, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a shout-out to the match that made AEW the number one TV show on TV last night.
Wow.
All right.
And go
right
Blood on. And Guts.
So we got Frono and Blood and Guts. Just to recap from last game last week, we had the all-purpose back 6 to Fundamentals with a Z 5. That was last week's game.
Blood and Guts is like a super terrible.
I love it.
That's really
all right,
funny.
Well, since Travion is the guest this afternoon, I'll let your guys' team call the coin flip. Heads or tails?
Tails.
And we are flipping, and it is heads today. So Mitch and David G, you're up first. What are you going with? Full board.
You go ahead, pick.
Okay. Let's go movie A.
Movie A, you got it.
A man and woman in law a year ago. I'm sure you'll remember. You killed them on Halloween.
And that is from the 90s. And just a reminder, for movies and TV, you get one replay.
I need the replay.
Okay, me too.
Here it is.
A man and woman in Lot a year ago. I'm sure you'll remember. You killed them on Halloween.
And this is our curveball clip, by the way.
Way to start.
You killed them on Halloween.
I'm drawing a blank.
Me too.
I don't have a clue.
Can I go ahead and get that replay?
You already got the replay. Nice try, though.
What was a Sharon Stone movie?
I don't know. That seems... Basic Instinct?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but she was... you ever seen that movie? It's a great movie.
One time.
It's a great movie. But that seems... That was more serious. This seems kind of like...
seems serious to me.
Like comic booky. Like, you killed my father on Halloween. Like,
tell you what, since you're struggling, here's a hint. It's made by Miramax.
Oh, yeah, now I know.
Go ahead.
Quirky's 7. No, that's not my answer!
Okay.
Just take a guess. Listen, I don't have a clue.
The Crow.
Good guess. Whoa, I need the actor.
Brandon Lee. Yeah!
Was that a guess?
Yes. Where did you pull that out of?
I believe that may be rivaling Dexter as our...
Nothing.
Well, hold on, Miramax gave you the hint.
That's different because you had context clues. He did not.
Wow.
I don't think Miramax did that help you at all.
No, I don't even know what that means.
I'm just shocked today. All right, we're back around Troy and Travion. What you going with?
What are you guys? What are you guys gonna do?
Huh? Let's do TVA.
TVA, you got it.
So I had a dream last night that the NCAA is going to be on campus in 3 days to conduct one of their random, unannounced drug tests. And in my dream, you guys passed with flying colors.
That's a really great clip.
I mean, it's the sports show. I had to have some sports in here somewhere.
Funny.
Do you guys need the replay?
What's the decade?
Oh, my bad. Sorry. That is from the 2010s.
Okay.
Do you guys need the replay?
Please.
All right, here is your replay, TBA.
So, I had a dream last night that the NCAA is going to be on campus in 3 days to conduct one of their random, unannounced drug tests. And in my dream, you guys passed with flying colors.
It's a show about a school.
Blue Mountain State.
Oh, wow.
That's a great answer. Oh, my God.
And I need the character,
please.
That
was my guess.
Yeah, the character is a blank, though. That one's a no-go on my part, yeah.
I've never seen the show.
Okay.
I don't know the characters either. DG, do you have a clue?
I've never watched the show, but I know about it, but I've never watched it.
All right. Well, here's the point that could have been. That is the voice of Coach Marty Daniels on that show.
Okay.
That's a cool coach. Cool coach.
That's a great warning is what that is. I had a dream.
All right. Back around to Mitch and David G. You've got movie B, TV B, and both music.
I would like song B, please.
Music B. You got it. 6 o'clock on Friday evening. Mama doesn't know she's leaving. Did she hear the screen? We're slamming rubber, squealing gears, are jamming. Local country station just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning. Girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the moment.
Oh my.
I can hear in my head. Yeah, okay, that's Garth Brooks. It took a second, but it ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Whoa!
All right, quick look at our scoreboard. David G and Mitch up 4.
That was wishful
Troy
thinking that
and Travion's 1.
I didn't need the decade either. I could easily tell where that was from.
Yeah, as you can tell, I'm not used to having to give that, so I keep forgetting to give that, and I apologize.
Okay.
All right,
got an
Troy
idea
and Travion.
Go?
Let's go Music A.
Music A, you got it. We'll carry on.
Don't worry, Big Steve, I'll tell him it's from the 1970s.
It is definitely not, but it's from the 2000s.
This is easy. My Chemical Romance, Black Parade, 2007.
Wow.
Okay, so you got the artist right. But unfortunately, that song title's not quite right.
Ooh. It's not the Black Parade?
It's part of it, but that's not the full title. Would you guys like to steal?
Hmm. Well, we would like to, but now we need to figure this out.
I would love to. So it's not The Black Parade.
The album was called The Black Parade.
Oh.
The Bulls on Black Parade. That's not the
answer.
No,
that's not the answer.
Yeah. Nice try.
Chicago Bulls on Black Parade.
What is this, some Rage Against the Machine song?
Yeah, Bulls on Parade. Black Parade.
Did you hear there's a radio station in Canada that's stunting right now with all Rage?
Yes.
Because they all got laid off, so they just set their logs to just completely, entirely play just Rage Against the Machine.
I love that.
All
that
day.
I love
one song.
That decision. Yeah. I don't like him being laid off.
Oh,
thanks.
I'm an idiot. I
don't know. I don't have the answer. This is going to be a point unclaimed. The Black Parade remix.
Dang. What? Not.
Dang it.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
Well, that is it.
To the Black Parade.
God, Travion. Amateur hour over here.
That's easy.
You're like six when that song came out.
Sister was blaring it in the car, man, back in the day.
So. Back in the diesel.
All right, Mitch and David G, two options left. You got Movie B and TV B. What are you going with?
All right, let's put this game away with TV B.
You got it.
You know what I'm talking about. We just arrested your partner, Sonny Conoco, at the airport. Now, he witnessed Monroe's murder, and I'm sure we can convince him to testify.
And that one is from the 70s. Would you like the replay?
Wow.
Oh, boy. Wow. What I wouldn't give to have my grandma.
What was
here.
That?
What was that thing?
Columbo? Like,
okay,
I'm
so
sure.
No. Okay,
you
no,
still
Columbo
have the replay if you need to hear it again.
It's a little later. And he's got more of like a. So, when we were talking, you said that your fish got ate by a cat. Like, that's how he kind of does it.
From the 70s.
Rest in peace, Peter.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, really.
Yeah, let's get the replay if
here
you don't
you
mind.
You know what I'm talking about. We just arrested your partner, Sonny Conoco, at the airport. Now, he witnessed Monroe's murder, and I'm sure we can convince him to testify.
So, it's got to be. It's like. No, these are not answers. It's got to be Dragnet, or it's got to be, Hawaii 5-0.
I was thinking Hawaii 5-0, but because I heard the sound in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
So is that what we're gonna officially go with?
We're going.
Go ahead and punch it in there.
Hawaii 5-0.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So now the character name.
Dang. Dano, Sergeant Dano. I don't know.
Would you guys like to steal?
We'll give it a shot. Jack Lord. Yeah, was the person.
That would have given him a chance to tie, so we win.
That was the
actor.
That
is Detective Steve McGarrett.
Oh! Yeah. Because I always remember, book him, Dano!
Yeah. Yeah, but Jack Lord was the actor.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But unfortunately, that wasn't a movie, so that's not what I was looking
for. God dang it!
All right, quick look at the scoreboard before we play our final sound. David G and Mitch up 5, Detroit and Travion's 2. Troy and Travion, here's your final movie, option B, and this is from the 2000s.
Bonjour, everyone. Don't worry. Everything is bold. We stopped the terrorists.
Oh, I know.
Do you need the replay?
No.
Okay.
Team America.
World Police. Oh, wow. Full title. Yeah. Full title. Always got to have full title.
I keep forgetting the full titles.
And the name of the actor.
Well, it's one of those guys. I'm going to say Trey Parker.
No, what? It was Trey?
That was Trey Parker.
That sounded like Matt Stone to me.
No. That character was Joe, which is voiced by Trey Parker.
Oh.
So it's the blonde character.
Doesn't matter. We win.
By one point.
I was prepared to, go Alec Baldwin, but,
All right. Final look at the scoreboard before we wrap things up. Blood and Guts, 5 to Fro and Nose, 4 for this week's show of Do They Know It.
Another victory for myself. I don't know how many for DG, but he's climbing up the leaderboard.
And I got to bust out a Columbo impression. Yeah. So I'm happy, man. I'm really thrilled.
I now want to watch it. I've heard it's great.
It's a fantastic show, and the police really did start to use the Columbo turn, where he would go, okay, see you later, and then he would turn, he would leave, and he would turn around and go, one more thing, and he would catch the, like, the bad guy would be like, you know, he'd sweat, he'd got sweat off his forehead, he'd go, one more thing, and I'd go, huh?
He'd go, you said your brother was a contractor, and your sister got beat up.
You know, and it just like, killed the bad guy. The bad guy just crumbled.
Man, if there's ever a reboot of that show.
Yeah, I'm in.
Or like a remake series.
It's going to be tough to
have this guy audition.
I'm in. If I get to wear a trench coat and smoke a cigar everywhere and just like be cool, yeah, I'm in.
When did Columbo become Mexican? I
It's one thing we're not clear on the murder, Dollface.
Which one's the Andy Griffith show that he's a cop? Well, not like the actual Andy Griffith show, but like, wasn't there a later one where he was like...
Oh, where he was the lawyer, Matlock.
Oh, Matlock is the one where it's a, the thing is that all the seniors...
I have to be back for Matlock, and he was always crushing people.
My grandpa always watched that show.
He was in court just destroying people. Like, yeah, well, that wasn't what your brother said.
And if you've seen...
the modern day Perry Mason.
Yes.
If you've seen... Now, why am I blanking on the show title? Better Call Saul.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in the early seasons, like he took, you know, he copied the Matlock look because he was going after some senior citizens in a class action.
I forgot about
so
that.
So he thought his appeal would be better if he looked he dressed like Matlock.
I mean, there might be some logic to that.
That's perfect.
By the way, Pac-12 apparently is in talks with the University of Phoenix.
No. Oh, wow.
Terrible TV market. Don't do it. All right. Yeah. When we come back, thank you, Big Steve, putting together another great game of Do They Know It. I've been enjoying the recent games with the different decades. I think that's really, really added a nice wrinkle to the contest.
Some kick.
All right. When we come back, a top 10 Kansas kid has made his announcement on a commitment. That's next. It's my jam.
This is thebomb.com. This is the blast.biz.
Did you select this specifically for this segment?
That guy right over here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know. That he passed away, I sang this in Aggieville at the top of my lungs. Every bar I walked into, I go, play Careless Whisper.
Didn't he die on Christmas?
You know, like a Christmas. Oh, yeah. I'm a townie, dude. It's big time in Manhattan.
He died on Christmas Day.
In Manhattan, the night before Thanksgiving and Christmas evening is like prime time to go down to Aggieville.
I've gone out to Aggieville on Christmas Eve one time. Yeah. I don't remember it that busy.
Yeah. The night before Thanksgiving.
For sure.
And then Christmas night, everybody's done with their parents. But now that everybody's got kids, it's not cool to go on anymore.
Well, I remember in Concordia, the Rock Quarry.
Oof.
Their big night was the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh,
like,
man.
I would not go home until Thanksgiving morning. I'm hungover because that place would sell beer to those under 21.
Yeah, baby.
And, like, as an 18-year-old, I would go up into the bar and be like, Coors Light, sir.
You mean
$2.
You mean they were operating under the Chris Kobach policy that he wants to bring back? He wants to sell to 18-year-olds.
Does he? Well, I mean...
He's going to win every 18-year-old vote.
There used to be, and the argument's still there, like... You can serve in the military, but you can't have a drink.
Yeah.
At 18.
Yeah, it's just you can't be trusted. 18.
I mean,
it's just awful.
Now, I don't know if "Careless Whisper" is my favorite Wham song, even though it's technically they call it George Michael's song, but he was in Wham still at the time, was he not?
Yes.
I've never heard the Columbo theme song.
Oh.
So I wanted to play it real quick.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's weird. By the way, Columbo actually started in 68.
Crazy. crazy.
On for 10 seasons, but 69 episodes.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize Columbo was a type of show that was basically just short movies.
Yeah.
Every episode. Some were like an hour and a half long.
Guy was cool.
Groundbreaking. What channel was Columbo on?
NBC, I believe.
NBC for the most part. I think ABC had some of it late.
Says here the, let's see. Yeah, NBC, Universal Television. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so it was, well, there was like a second run of Columbo, it looks like, and that was on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 89 to 2003.
Yes.
No idea that ever existed.
Yeah.
No idea whatsoever.
He really played up like, I loved him because he was like, he pretended to be dumb, and so he would make the suspects explain things to him. And then he would turn around and, like, use that against them.
Oh,
you know
sure.
what I mean? And then they would be like, you tricked me! And he'd be like, that's right, I'm Columbo, baby! You know? And he'd be out of there, dude. Arrested him.
Well, some bummer of some news here. We found this out earlier today, and I was really hoping, after announcing his top three, I was like, ooh, this looks like a really good top three. We brought it up yesterday with DY, and that's with Calvin Clements. He's an offensive tackle, three-star kid, Lawrence Free State. He's the eighth-ranked kid in the state of Kansas. If this was 2022, he's probably top five.
For sure.
But 2023 class is an excellent class for the state of Kansas, even though it still really falls behind, like, Missouri, Oklahoma, Colorado.
Yeah.
For the state of Kansas, it's a pretty darn good class,
mm-hmm.
and he falls at number eight. His final three was K-State, KU, and Baylor. Felt very good it wasn't going to be KU, even though he's from Lawrence. Well, he decided to go with Dave Aranda's team, and he picked the Baylor Bears. I know for a fact that Dylan Edwards, not a fan of that decision. Made him a little bit upset. Maybe, and I don't know this for a fact, but just kind of an observation, maybe doubted a little bit of his recruiting skills. He's technically 0-1.
Oh, boy.
He's 0-1 right now, trying to help out the Cats.
Results. That's what we want, results, man.
Now, here's who's still undecided when it comes to the Big 12. K-State. Okay, let me try that again. The state of Kansas.
There you go.
They're top 10 when it comes to rivals for 2023. Avery Johnson, who is trending upwards in the Elite 11. The first day ranking had him at number 7. By the way, there's 20 at that Elite 11. And he's been ranked after day 1. And then after day 2. He is now ranked number 5. So that is excellent news. He was really showing off the last couple of days. I've seen a couple of videos. And by the way, there were some guys there on the field calling him K-State.
Ooh, boy.
So if you need more context clues, you need more evidence that he's about to become a Cat, well, July 5th, I think that's going to be great news for K-State. John Randall Jr., running back from Wichita, which, I mean, my God, all this Wichita talent. He's another four-star like Avery Johnson. He is still undecided. You jump down, then number 6. Another guy we don't really ever talk about, that's Jordan Allen, who's he's a defensive end from Olathe South, and he is currently undecided. Big kid, 6'4", 240. And he has multiple, like, local-ish Power 5 offers, like the typical K-State, KU, Iowa State, Iowa, Missouri is in there, and he is undecided, and he's somebody haven't really heard of at all being talked about. But that's what happens when the top three kids in Kansas might go Cats, Cats, mm-hmm. Cats.
Yeah.
Also undecided, Jaden Bender from Eudora. He's a wide receiver who's also a three-star. He's at 11th right now, I beg your pardon. So he's not in the top 10, but he's there. So right now, I mean, K-State, the way it looks is that the Cats, I mean, they could get 6 or 7 in the top 10.
Damn.
There are three now in the top 10 that didn't pick K-State. Jaden Hamm, who's a tight end from Eudora, going to Arkansas. Notre Dame, Joe Otting, we know that. And then Baylor picking up Calvin Clements. But yes, that is a bit of a bump in the road. Not a big deal. Would have loved to have him. K-State still gets Camden Beebe at offensive guard, which is a fantastic pickup, but the recruiting class is not done. That's going to be hour one of the game. Hour two, do not go anywhere. We're going to talk a lot. UCLA, USC going to the Pac-12. But up next, your local news.